It was received a night letter telegram from Miami Beach. And it was from a man of such importance and a message so beautifully phrased that I was going to read it to you. But in this modern age of miracles, this man decided today to fly up to New York. He arrived at the airport at 7 o'clock. He is here at the dinner, and I'm going to let him tell you himself the contents of his telegram. Former congressman and now attorney general-elect of the state of New York, Jacob Javits.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. and Mrs. Weissman, and dear friends, the very distinguished people who grace this dais in honor of Walter tonight, I'm here because my heart just wouldn't let me attend an occasion like this for a friend of 2.5 decades with whom I have lived and worked through sickness and health and good times and bad. Though I needed the rest so badly that he insisted upon my staying where I was, neither my wife nor I would feel happy if I weren't here tonight. And so I've come as the advance guard of my family, which won't be back for a day or two. To honor Walter Weissman, a great servant in the vineyard of people, let alone Jews, and a great advocate of a cause of liberal Judaism, for which he has done so much and which has done so much for our people and our time. I'm speaking only personally tonight. This is no occasion, as has been so beautifully shown by Mr. Hartstein, for engaging in any fine points of distinction about theology. This is a wonderful dinner dedicated to a magnificent cause, and Waller has done such a great job in a way which is traditionally, with him, unselfish, that he deserves this great tribute, and the cause which he helped so much deserves all that you've done for it. As I thought about what I would say tonight coming up on the plane and taking up the theme which I had stated in this telegram, which my good friend Frank Weil referred to so graciously, I shall take but the few minutes of your time, which I'll occupy because you have some great people to speak with you tonight, and I'm sort of an extra added attraction, to tell you what's on my mind very briefly. We're accustomed, as my colleague Mr. Malter, who's here, will tell you, and as my colleague to be, Mr. Davidson, will tell you, when he gets down there, we're accustomed to making one-minute speeches in the House and saying everything we have to say in that way. And so I have a very short message for you, which it seems to me epitomizes Waller Weissman's connection with the great movement of liberal Judaism. For he has never worked upon a proposition in which he didn't perceive the fundamental equation, the formula, the kernel. And he's perceived a kernel, a formula for living in his activity with respect to liberal Judaism, which can well be a model for us all. For he has seen something which we all need to see so urgently. He has seen that in a post-Hitler atomic age, a new kind of teaching, a new kind of zeal, a new kind of inspiration is essential to Jewry. Now, the four problems, as I thought about them on the plane, which represent post-Hitler, post-atomic challenge to Jewish people everywhere, are the integration of Jews in our culture, at the same time keeping secure and pure their own Jewish life and their own enormous cultural contribution to all which our time means. Second, the great struggle for the security and independence of Israel, to which the great majority of Jews are quite rightly dedicated. Third, the fight for civil rights and civil liberties, the fight for minorities, in short, Jews having always been distinguished by the knowledge that the fight for each minority was the fight for every minority. And finally, whether Jews should or should not engage in civic and political activity, or whether they should retire and not take any forward public part. This has been a subject for great debate in Jewish life for a very long time. And in my many talks with Walter Weissman, I found that he had perceived that the zeal of the prophets gave us the answer in terms of a modern ethic to all of these very vexing and historic questions which assail Jewish minds today. And so his dedication today represents his understanding of the answer to these questions. For he knew that the zeal of the prophet taught that the whole essence of Jewish life was justice, and that therefore it taught us that we should be dedicated to Jewish life and culture, that it can continue to make, as it has made for centuries, an enormous contribution to the perplexing problems of our world in terms of a better life and the better understanding of life. He taught us also that we should fight for Israel, the great age-old dream of the Jewish people. It taught us that the truth, that the fate of each minority is the fate of all minorities, again enlists Jewish energies and Jewish minds as they deserve to be enlisted as never before. And finally, that it is our duty, with thousands of years of experience and understanding, with the very crusading zeal which the prophets themselves showed, to go out into civic and political life and to teach for all the people, for the benefit of all the people, of the great freedom which the world fights for, in great dignity and great morality, this passionate love for justice and truth which came from the mouths of the prophets. Now this he has perceived, and as a personal friend, it's for this that I honor him tonight, because he has enlisted his very great talents in this magnificent cause, perceiving the fundamental truth that the way to advance the things in which you believe is to go out and work for them. I hope that we will all take a model from Walter Weissman in this and in every other cause in which any of us feel moved to fight. And the model is that what you believe in, what you know will contribute to the well-being of our time, what you know will advance mankind, is the greatest joy in life. And for that, I honor Walter Weissman as the man of the year. Thank you.